Meet Oluwakemi Sola Eshwola, the visionary lead director of Sure Mercy Global Synergy Limited, a dynamic brand connecting family, food, fashion, and tech under one inspiring umbrella. With a degree in chemical engineering and a heart set on empowering women, Kemisola launched the Kulikuli arm of Sure Mercy Foods to help others achieve their financial dreams. Sure Mercy Foods is reimagining traditional Nigerian snacks like Kulikuli, Kilishi, Sisi Pelebe, and Donkwa, offering healthier, modern alternatives while creating pathways for extra income and financial growth. From partnering with sellers to organizing monthly cow share initiatives, Sure Mercy Foods is building stronger communities one bite at a time. But her impact does not stop there. As a certified coach specializing in marriage, women development, public speaking, and mental health, she is dedicated to helping individuals and families thrive. Oluwakemi Sola Eshwola is more than an entrepreneur. She's a mentor, innovator, and change maker, transforming lives and creating lasting opportunities.
My name is Oluwakemi Sola Eshwola. I am the lead director of Sure Mercy Foods, a brand, a part of Sure Mercy Global Synergy Limited. At Sure Mercy Foods, our focus is bringing nutritious snacks in order to help people to actually have a good, healthy lifestyle. Then secondly, we are into other products that are powdered products like flour, like we have our wheat flour, and the reason why we actually move into that product is because we notice a lot of people are not eating healthy. What do I mean by that? It doesn't mean that they are not eating, but there is difference between eating healthy and eating. So we notice a lot of these products are chemical-based, which does not look natural to people eating it. So we try to enter that gap that has been opened so that people can eat well. Now, the reason why I started Sure Mercy Foods is because of my family, majorly. During COVID, my husband had to leave church because of financial constraints on the part of the church. So I was looking for what I can do as a woman to bring something to the table. So I started with Kulikuli. I wasn't producing, but I was actually buying somewhere. So I started with 2,500 naira, just selling as a retailer, just to bring something to the table from the profit. Then I added other side business to eat, like sharing of food, sharing of meat, just to take care of my family, pending the time my husband will have something to do so that he too can join in the support. And to God be the glory, I started moving. I didn't have mind of going into production or going into manufacturing. But as God we have it, I moved. 2020, we were still doing retailing. 2021, we moved into distributorship. We found someone that will be producing for us. 2022, we continued that way. Then 2023, we continue. Then I told myself maybe we should try production, but I told myself I was not ready for this. Let me continue with distributorship. But as God, we have it in 2024. I noticed we were buying from my producer. Then we started noticing some strange materials inside our Kulikuli. I didn't notice the oil at first, but the Kulikuli, a lot of complaints, sand, air, and the likes. And the Holy Spirit told me that, why are you still waiting and not starting? I was like, I'm not ready for this. Then we put our feet and dip it inside the waters, and we started. By the time I started, I realized there is a lot going on. in the production department of Kuli Kuli itself. And what made me so surprised was our first production. When Ahoil came out, I noticed it was lighter than the one I used to buy. Then I tried to perceive the smell. It was totally different. Then I told myself, we've been eating, I don't want to call it poison, but we've not been eating right as regards the oil and the Kuli Kuli. And since we've started, it's been a great journey, even though demanding and challenging. Right here are some of our samples, our product that we produce at Sure Mercy Foods. We have our Kuli Kuli, the Kili cheese there, and the granite oil. Now for this, we call it snack on the go. And our Kuli Kuli is NAFDAC certified. We have it in three sizes, 100 gram, 200 gram, and 1 kg. So for this, this is our 150 gram. We actually produced for someone that requested 150 gram. Then this is our 1 kg. We call it the family size. So we try to look at this fact that families cannot be buying snack on the go all the time. So they need something that can take them through maybe for a week or two, depending on how much they love Kuli Kuli. So these are 1 kg size. Then we have our granite oil. Wow. This is our best-selling product. And the reason why I said that is because it's low in cholesterol. A lot of people don't know. Then it's not just an ordinary granite oil. It has spices in it and it's peppered. And this is 1 liter. We have it in other sizes. We have 5 liters. We have 3 liters. We have 25 liters. We have 30 liters. And we do supply people that want to repackage and sell with their brand name. Then this is our last product. Kilishi is one of our best selling too. And this is just 100 gram. And it's made under a good condition, under a clean environment. And it's not like when you eat it, you will not like it. I don't want to open it, but you will like it when you eat it. And we have other products like Babadudu, Sisikpelebe, Kokoro, Donkwa that is not here. But those are other things we do. Majorly, we focus on products that has a touch of granite. That's what we majorly focus on. There are a lot of challenges we've been through. And there are a lot of mistakes too. And one of the mistakes, let me start from there, is that I will always advise a startup, if you want to get machines, it's better you get a new one. Save up to get a new one. Last year, we already have this mindset. We are starting production this year. So I got some machines. And by now, I've sold 2 out of those machines. And we didn't even use it for a month. We keep spending money. And I told myself, you must not try this again. It does not make sense. So I'm encouraging entrepreneurs like me. Any industry you find yourself, please save up and buy a new machine. Then other challenges that we have is electricity. Where our factory is currently located, we are not enjoying electricity, and it's actually making our cost price to be high because we have to run on generator. So what we resolve to do is, pending the time we have access to like more electricity, or pending the time we'll be enjoying electricity, we try to buy machines that uses fuel so that we only know that the only thing we are using electricity for is minimal. Then another challenges we faced is changing of staffs all the time. You know, people will start with you. They just want to work for a few months, then they move. And when the new set of people come, you have to retrain again. And it's actually a lot of work we are facing, a lot of challenge. And it's actually draining for us as a manufacturing company. It's draining for us that we have to be retraining. So one of the things we told ourselves is, if you cannot work with us for at least 6 months, don't bother applying. Then another challenge we have is inflation. we notice that our prices keep changing almost all the months. And personally, I don't like, it's like I'm inconveniencing people that are buying for me. So I feel like, okay, if we have a price, it should run for like 6 months before we change price. So the inflation is affecting us. The cost of raw materials, the cost of transportation is affecting us. Then another thing is all this government policy. A lot of things are changing. A lot of government policy is affecting us. Like, let me cite this example. I think it was last year. We're trying to, like, work on our income expenditure, put our papers together. And by the time they told me the amount I'll pay, I said, this is much. I can't pay this amount. So the accountant was like, it's a new business. What are other things you bought that you didn't put? So we start to sit down and work on it. Then another thing is, you know, getting your figures right. You feel sometimes you're selling, but you're not actually putting it down. I won't lie. Majority of entrepreneurs, we are lazy when it comes to putting our figures together. And it's one of the challenges that we are facing. Personally, I had to tell myself this year that I need to be serious with that. So it's like putting your figures together, getting what you're doing so that you don't feel like you're selling. And at the end of the year, you'll not see the result of what you've done from January to December. So putting our figures right when it talks about this accounting part of our business is one challenge. And people like me, we always want to contract it out because we feel there are other things we can do. So it's a challenge for me personally and for my business.
Some of the things that still made me to be doing what I'm doing presently. The first thing is feedback from customers. Let me quickly share this little story. When we started, you know, change is not always accepted by everybody. So when we started, we lost some of our customers. And I was almost crying for the first month. I was crying. And there was a day I just woke up and the Holy Spirit was like, I sent you here. Stay there. Then when we started producing, the first thing that brought joy into my heart was the day somebody bought her granite oil. She sent a voice note and she was very happy. She said, now you are talking. This is it. It's different from that former one you were selling. And the former one we used to get it from someone to sell. I was very happy. Then I told myself, yes, we are doing something right. Then one of my friends got her kuli kuli. He stopped eating at a time. So he got it, he sent a voice and he was like, sister, please, you've gotten the masterpiece. Don't change your masterpiece again. This is it. Continue. And I was like, God. I was happy and I told myself, even if it is only two feedback, I'll continue doing it. Then, you know, when other people started telling me that if it is not sure mercy, they're not eating kuli kuli again. Then I was like, no. This calls for pushing forward. This calls for going forward. Then another thing is, I got support from friends, like motivational support. I got funds from friends. They'll be like, if it is you, we trust what you are doing, then we can invest in it. And there are friends that will be like, this money, I'm not using it. Quickly use it. When you are done using it, return it back without any interest. So they were like, if it is you that is there because you're a child of God, then we know you are giving us the right thing. So those supports from them made me not want to disappoint them. Like, let me push forward. Then the third reason is, for the past 5 months we started production, I've had a lot, I've seen a lot. And one day my coach called me. He was like, I'm proud you're starting this. At least you will be one of the people that will do it right in food industry. So those three things have made me continue pushing forward, even when sometimes it's looking like it does not make sense. But I know it's making sense for people out there.
Hi, Oluwakemi. Hi, Julia. It's good to have you here.
Same here.
And well done. Thank you for all you do at Sure Mercy Food. So tell us just a bit about Sure Mercy.
About Sure Mercy Food. Okay, Sure Mercy Foods is a production company that focuses on producing local snacks, like bringing back the old memory. to people. That's what we do there.
Amazing, amazing. So I see Kuli Kuli, Baba Dudu, Donkwa. I know a few. And granite oil. Well done. So how has it been, especially around production? How you make money from doing all these things? How has it been for you?
Actually, and in all sincerity, it's not been easy. And like I used to tell myself and my staff that the Kuli Kuli itself is not where the money is. The profit is in the granite oil. So the Kuli Kuli is not bringing enough profit that can actually take care of major things in the business, even though it's taking care of some things. But the granite oil is the main thing that is bringing the profit when we talk about the Kuli Kuli ham of the business.
So how do you get to the granite oil if you don't produce Kuli Kuli?
And that's possible. No, it's not. And that's why we need to produce Kuli Kuli, market it very well so that we can get granite oil.
Okay, so now that you've talked about, because you know, you can't generate money without marketing, right? Money sales is a byproduct of marketing. So how are you marketing? Let's take Kuli Kuli as our case study out of all your snacks. How are you marketing Kuli Kuli? So I'll ask you a few questions. Who is your target audience for Kuli Kuli? And don't tell us your exact figures. How much of Kuli Kuli do you sell per month?
Okay, those are good questions. Okay, our target audience, we have two sets of target audience. The first target audience are distributors that they don't want to go into production, but they are looking for a trusted brand that have all the machines that can produce for them and producing at their own specification, because we are not all using the same raw material to produce Kuli Kuli. So those are our first target audience. Then our second target audience are people that they feel their salary is not enough. They needed something that will not disturb their present workplace. Those are our second target audience. Those are the two major target audience that we have. Then how do we market
to these audiences?
Okay, the first thing is we use social media. We are on Instagram, then we are partially on Facebook. Then secondly, referrals has been working for us.
Okay.
Then third thing is we penetrate to through parties. We do souvenirs, events, we do souvenirs. Like we've gotten some of our customers from there. They'll just be like, I went to this event, I saw this, can you do it for us? And they always do in bulk. They don't do little. So
an individual that has an event, reach out to you to pack
something
for their event.
Yes, we do that.
That is actually a third target audience.
Mm.
Then lump them together. Okay? So I have a 9-to-5 job, but I need another stream of income.
Yes.
I have one audience.
Yes.
I want to produce, but I don't want to produce. You know what I
yes,
mean?
Yes, I got
and
it.
I just reach out to Show Mercy. You produce for me in my label.
Yes.
That is another stream. Party, I don't want to call them party lovers.
Event.
So I have child naming. I have housewarming. Mm. I come to you, you package for me because I have invited 1,000 people. That is another audience.
Mm.
Now, where I'm going with this question is, how do you sell to these three different audiences? Definitely, it's not supposed to be the same.
No.
And if you don't know, not a problem. And that's why we're here.
No.
Because if you are able to streamline and know what to communicate per audience, you will not have issues with sales. Okay? I want to see you do this in the next 6 months. For the individual that want to make another stream of income, all right? There is a language you need to speak to this person. Now, in marketing, you first of all identify your target audience. We have identified them, someone that needs another stream of income. What are their pain points? They don't have enough money, but they want to do something. They don't know who to go to. You project yourself and position yourself as the plug. Like we say, everybody's a plug for something. Then the third thing is to identify where they are, right? Some of these people, because they are busy in their 9-to-5 job, might not be on social media. When they come on social media, they come maybe weekends. Are you there when they come? Do you know where they hang out? Are they on Instagram? Are they on TikTok? Do they like to be in communities? I'm going somewhere with this because I want to see you transform what you're currently doing, and marketing will help you make the money you're looking for. Then the fourth thing is, why should they buy from you? So we have said your who, all right? The target audience. Their what, that is their pain point. And it's from this pain point, if you can bring out their pain point, that is what you will use to create your marketing message. So as an individual that wants an extra income, I should be able to see a message from you saying, are you a 9-to-5er looking for another stream of income? You don't want to do the production all by yourself. You are not on social media every time, but you need the right solution for what you're looking for. I am your go-to person. Reach out to me. Like, those are the kind of messages for that person. The one that wants to produce but don't want to produce, you're looking for someone to produce for you, you just distribute, we are here for you. That person has another message. So you must have your 4 W's for your different audiences. Do that, money will chase you. If you do that, because I need to find myself in your communication, not just post on social media. So now that we know this, how much sales do you make in a month on Kuli Kuli?
Okay, in a month on Kuli Kuli, we make around 3 to 5.
Tell us how
quantity. How many points do Kuli Kuli do you sell?
Quantity.
Okay.
1 ton.
In a month, we produce between 800 kg and 1,000 kg. That's what we produce in a month.
In a month.
Yes.
And you know that you can still do more.
Yes, we can.
Have more customers.
More customers.
So how many customers do you serve in 1 month?
How many customers do we serve in 1 month? Because we focus majorly on people that buy in bulk.
Yes.
And we distribute some of our retailers that are not buying in bulk to them. I don't know if you get that.
Yes.
So in a month, we have between 8 to 10 customers because customer buy at least 100 kg in a month. So we still have other ones, but we've been trying to transfer them to those people. So we focus on
people that are buying.
Yes.
That is the way you want to operate. So you need to communicate it so they don't come to you anymore. You will now start bringing out a list of people
they can reach out to. Yeah.
These are our core distributors. Go to them, whatever you need, you will find. Go to Akure, this person is there. Calabar, this person is there. Mm-hmm. That is the major work you have to do. So you focus your energy on looking for these people in different locations, and yours is just distributors to them. All right?
Yes.
Yes, the economy globally might look somehow, but when you are able to identify your customers, know how to serve them, communicate who you work with, and push these people to the right places, you will see that your results will change in terms of your cash flow. It's not the economy that is affecting us on every side of business. So marketing is that thing that brings in money into your business. So the money we want to see is hanging somewhere. So I think from what we have said now, your marketing is not very clear.
No, we are not.
You need to work on that bit. So I'm sure that by the time we see, say, 6 months, 12 months down the line, the story would have changed.
Yes, it will be better.
But I have one more question.
Okay.
In all this period,
okay,
which one gives you more money?
It's Kuli Kuli. Kuli Kuli is the one that gives us more money, followed by Kilishe.
Okay.
Those are two major.
So why do you still make the other ones?
We make the other ones because some people still want combo. So that's why we make the other one. And one of the things we are trying to focus on in 2025 is like bringing this combo together, then trying to make families subscribe, maybe like quarterly, maybe like monthly. So we just supply you what you need per month. So it's not like you'll be buying almost all the time. So you can decide to pay. We've seen customers that reach out to us that can we do something like that. They want to eat, but majority of time they would have forgotten is when they get to their fridge, they remember that this thing should be there. So can you do a combo for us that we can buy every month? So we know it's a subscription we are paying. We can decide to pay 3 months ahead. Then you just supply us. So that's why we are seeing it
as well.
No, those are individuals. The dealers are just focusing on the two major products.
So you want to serve both individuals and also serve
for the combo. For the combo.
So push the combo to these B2Bs.
Maybe we'll make it. Yeah. To it.
Push these same people. So you know what you're doing. If you carry out, as simple as it may sound, a research, just share your questions in a WhatsApp group where you have your dealers.
Yes.
Right? Ask them what combo people are asking for. So you focus on producing those ones. I'm sure if you do that, you see that a particular product is not moving. You cut it and focus on the ones that are truly moving. Then subsequently, you ask what people are asking for and start producing those things. So I could buy individual products. I could buy the combo from you. You will communicate on your own level. Your subscribers, that's the B2Bs, will also take that messaging and push to their own customers as well. So they sell more and they come to you.
Yes.
Right? The cash flow is flowing.
That's all what.
The cash flow is flowing.
That's what.
So don't take on. I'm not saying you can't serve individuals, but no, by the time it's draining. I call you and I'm asking you to send to my house,
it's draining.
So just give me the list of people in Lagos I can buy from. Tell me the supermarkets that are ordering from you that I can buy from when I reach out to you as an individual. Because that's not your business model. You want to sell B2B. So if possible, sell B2G. If government have an event, they need deliver 1 billion packs of liquid. That would be nice. So you have heard, and I believe some of you in business, you are also facing the same challenge. You can actually apply this. Work on your 4 W's, your who, your why, your where, and your what. You'll come up with marketing framework, the message you want to put out there for your customers. Go and look for them where they hang out, whether online or offline, and do exactly what I have asked Kemi to do in her business, and I'm so sure you'll be all right. Thank you.
Thank you, Julianne, for having me.